The next patient is Sheila Elliott. The last name is E-L-L-I-O-T-T. Elliott. Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A. Number one. This is a lovely 88-year-old Jamaican female that is a patient of Dr. Maxwell that has a laboratory workup that was done in February the 15th. Of 2023, in which the creatinine is 1.3, the BUN is 14, with an estimated GFR of 39 mLs per minute, period. They did a renal Doppler ultrasound of the arteries, and there was no increase in the velocity. However, there was evidence of tardus parvus. Tardus, the T-A-R-D-U-S, parvus, P-A-R-V, like in Victor, U-S, that suggested renal artery stenosis. However, the patient doesn't have any evidence of hypertension. The blood pressure today is 145/78. The patient weighs 164 pounds. The BMI is 29. Period. There is no urine lab. We don't have a urinalysis or a protein creatinine ratio or microalbumin creatinine ratio that has to be ordered. Period. At this point, we don't have elements to believe that the patient has renal artery stenosis that is functional, if present. I am going to order the regular renal ultrasound to evaluate the size of the kidney, the thickness of the cortex, whether or not there is a sign of obstruction or stones. By the same way, we are going to order the urinalysis, spot urine for protein and creatinine, and repeat the chemistry along with the CBC and uric acid and microalbumin creatinine ratio. Period. Number two, the patient has a sinus bradycardia that has been present for a long time, has been evaluated by the cardiologist, Dr. Arcinas. Period. Following number, the patient has a history of bilateral glaucoma using timolol, T-I-M-O-L-O-L. We are going to reevaluate the case after we obtain the laboratory workup and the imaging. Period. Following number, hypothyroidism or replacement therapy. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We keep you posted on the progress.